Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. So this is day 20 on the 20th of December, and today's episode is entitled Advent Journeys. Our Bible reading is Luke chapter 2 verse 4. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Term ends for the holidays in most schools any day now. Do you remember that end of term feeling coming home and knowing that Christmas was just round the corner? It was very exciting. So about now, children will be really getting prepared for Christmas. And for many people and many families, there'll be some travelling, some journeying to do. Visiting aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, friends and loved ones, because you want to see and be with loved ones at Christmas. The Christmas season's always been a time for journeying. That was certainly the case at the first Advent. Here's some examples. When Mary heard that her cousin Elizabeth was expecting, she journeyed 80 to 100 miles from Nazareth to Judea to see her. She then journeyed back the same long distance to Nazareth whilst pregnant. Mary also journeyed again with her husband Joseph, this time from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the census. Another journey of at least 70 miles. And of course, it was in Bethlehem that Jesus was born. Then there was the short but significant journey the shepherds made from field to manger to see the baby, and the long journey the Magi made from the east. Soon after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph journeyed with him from Bethlehem to Jerusalem to worship and perform purification rites, a much shorter but nevertheless important journey of about 5 miles. And finally, the family made a hasty journey of escape to Egypt to avoid Herod's forces who were killing all the infant boys. The journey to Egypt was the longest journey of them all. Whilst God can speak to us and use us at home, the Advent stories show us it's often through journeying that the Lord works out his purposes. We might think we're just travelling, going on holiday or doing some kind of necessary journey because of our job or because it's Christmas. But what we find is that the Holy Spirit is at work. He's with us. He's actually gone ahead of us. He wants to speak to us. I mean, just flick through the Acts of the Apostles and see how many people were away from home when they encountered God. All this reminds us that God has some great journeying for us to go through in Advent. Like Mary with Elizabeth, don't forget that a journey to see family and subsequent time together can be an opportunity for much fun and Holy Spirit activity. For others of us, our journey at Advent is less geographical and more spiritual, as we journey in our hearts to Bethlehem, welcoming the Holy Spirit, as we seek to be filled with joy and awe, as we worship Christ, and like the shepherds, hopefully we can't stop talking about the wonderful things that God is doing. The Lord wants us to be excited about the journey of discipleship he's taking us on and welcome the work of his Spirit as many of us travel during this season. So this Advent, may you know much joy in the journey. And today, give thanks for your journey of faith and the things you're discovering about discipleship. Pray for a friend or family member not yet following Jesus, that they'd hear and respond to the call of Christ to follow him and begin the great discipleship journey. Then offer to the Lord the geographical journeys you're going to be undertaking in the coming days. Pray that God would speak, that he'd use you to encourage others. Pray for joy in the journey.